Item number 11, project number WC-102, Courthouse Cooling Tower, page 136.
Chairman, supervisors, the cooling tower on the roof of the courthouse, which is responsible for the chilled air during the summer months, is either 20 years old or other components older than 20. They're at or past their useful life. There is a significant need with leaking and the piping itself to justify and replacement. There is a, for lack of a better way to explain it, a strainer basket on the system that circulates the water. It's very heavy duty. It's a metal basket. And in the spring startup, there are a significant number of spalled chips that indicate, obviously, some internal loss of integrity. And like most mechanicals, this one's at its point of needing replacement.
Anybody have questions on this item?
Was this also damaged with regard to the smoke from the fire?
Completely unrelated. When we did the startup, which was obviously prior to June, is a point at which discussing with staff and just following up, where it's always better to see what we're talking about, and it was something where staff said, here's what we're talking about, why the cooling tower needs to be replaced. This is what we have to do each spring, and it's a little worse this spring. So it was startup for the cooling tower sometime in May. So that was had nothing to do with the fire.
Okay, I appreciate that. And had this previously been on the 5-year list?
I don't recall. With many of our cooling towers, they're getting there, and we've had discussions with the one on city campus. It's sometimes a balance. The cooling tower on CJF and the cooling tower on the courthouse, and you look which one is the one that really needs to be done. So it's, I can't recall if it's in the 5-year plan. I want to say it is at some point. But as Vince had said, sometimes when we're reevaluating and again reevaluating and trying to prioritize, sometimes things pop up where you look at it and say, you know what, this one has to move up a little bit relative to the other.
Mr. Masterson, would you?
Chairman, supervisors, I'm trying to look through the previous 2013 budget for the 5-year capital.
Just let me know when you
bet.
And then was this project brought to the attention of the Capital Improvement Committee?
I don't recall. I was actually going to, I think we're on the last item for me. I was going to look myself.
Chairman, supervisors, I can look through and see if that was part of the request of the CIC.
I can't find it if it was. Again, maybe I'm. You know, I mean, it's difficult for us at the table. I mean, you guys come and make compelling arguments, and there's probably lots of projects that we can't do that we should be doing, given the fiscal constraints that we have. But the purpose of the Capital Improvements Committee, when it was set up, was so that there would be a group of people, and it was staffed by DOS and had public members on it to take a look at this and prioritize. And then this one, if it's in the report, I can't find it. That doesn't mean it's not in here. And it doesn't mean this isn't a useful, important project, but there are other projects which were recommended ahead of it, and now all of a sudden, here it is.
Chairman, supervisors, I understand the point. However, I would not think I would be doing my best if we ran across something that wasn't submitted. And if it wasn't submitted in the CIC, that would be on my desk. That would be my responsibility. And if we missed it, to not submit it in the CIC, I don't think I would be doing what I should by not saying, now we have the cooling tower on the courthouse. It may have been we had discussions about the cooling tower and the safety building, but given the long-range planning and the CBRE report and the future of the safety building, sometimes you re-weigh things out, and again, sometimes things float to the top rather quickly, and I wouldn't want to hold off for the next year to say, well, we missed the CIC for 2014, it's automatically in the 2015. If it's something that comes up seems important enough to add it in and to be able to justify it, I would do that, and I'm thinking back, that's how that happened.
Well, again, I don't disagree with that argument, but when you were talking about the topic, you said this has sort of reached the end of its useful life because it's 20 years old or something like that. Well, you know, it was 19 and a half years old in January. So, I mean, if that's the argument, you knew that was coming. So I guess what we need to try to prevent, and I'm not saying this happened in this instance, or I'm not saying it happened ever, is sort of keeping a few on the side of your desk and say, well, you know, we want to get these 10 projects, but these two are really important. So if we don't submit them to the CIC, we can submit them later, and then we can get the first eight and the next two. You know, that would, and I'm not accusing you of doing that at all, but I think that as the CIC moves along, I think there are going to be people who are going to try to sort of fork the system a little bit, and I think that's just natural.
Chairman, supervisors, I don't think that you think I'm doing that, but again, if something comes up that falls into place that it needs to be there, I'd rather have you ask me the question now, why is this added in at this point, as opposed to the opposite, why didn't you put this in when you learned that it was a serious issue? I'd rather take this question than the other one.
Okay. Any other questions on this item? If not, let's go to the next one. Thank you.
Item number 12, project number WJ021, House of Correction, ACC North, HVAC system and window replacements, page 140.
Chairman, supervisors, thank you.
Thank you.